The school year's almost over and it's time for report cards to come home. But in the latest global report card on Australia's education performance, we've gone backwards with the most alarming results in maths. The OECD Program for International Student Assessment, known as PISA, shows Australian students have fallen a full year behind in maths compared with other countries and 3.5 years behind their counterparts in China. The Federal Education Minister says they're very disappointing results and should be ringing alarm bells around the country. Rachel Mealy reports.
The PISA study looks at the maths, science and reading literacy of 15-year-old students around the world every 3 years. Education Minister Dan Tehan says this year's report card is disappointing.
Because we have lost sight of the fundamentals of literacy and numeracy. We have to put them back at the heart of our education system. And that is the proposal that I'll be putting to state and territory education ministers next week.
More than 14,000 Australian students in 740 schools were tested. The results are the worst in the three disciplines since testing began in 2000. The average performance in maths fell in all states and territories. Overall, Australia was outranked by China, Singapore, Estonia, Canada, Finland, Ireland, Korea and Poland. Dan Tehan says Australia can learn lessons from these countries.
Well, Estonia have a very simple approach to how they educate their students. If you have a look at their curriculum, it's not a cluttered one, and that's why I've called also for us to declutter our curriculum. They have a very simple focus on literacy and numeracy.
The minister wants to talk about the PISA results with state and territory education ministers at next week's Education Council meeting in Alice Springs. The shadow education minister Tanya Plibersek says the problems should have already been addressed.
Well, it's a bit rich from the minister. I mean, this government has been in place for 6 years now, and during that 6 years, all they've done is cut funding and turn their backs on reform. We need to make sure that we're working together to teach the basics well, lift entry standards into teaching, give schools the support they need.
Janine Sprackle runs the schools program at the Australian Mathematical Sciences Institute. She says qualified maths teachers are in short supply across the country.
The further you go from capital cities, the less likely you are to encounter a teacher who's had, say, a maths degree. The positions are more difficult to fill in regional and rural areas, and in remote areas it's almost impossible.
Janine Sprackle says it's all about paying teachers more for the work they do.
What we'd like to see is the number of teachers increasing, and you're only going to do that if you're rewarding teachers better across the board. You can't just say, I only want to pay maths teachers more. But also there's a societal thing here. Australia doesn't value mathematics teaching, it doesn't value science and technology as much as other countries.
Janine Sprackle, the school's program director at the Australian Mathematical Sciences Institute. Rachel Mealy with that report.